We are learning in the Gemara, Nachlena Blak Gemara, the Nun Amar Aleph B'Metzia, actually Mumtez on the bottom of the page, we had a Machlekes Rav Shmuel. When we say Shtus, is the Pshat Shtus that Shtus of the Mekach, only you know, a sixth of the value, or also a Shtus of the money? Either one is a Shtus, which means, and the way we're learning right now in the Gemara, as we'll see the Gemara later, is that the three dinamar as follows, so just a Chal Kup. Less than a Shtus, less than a sixth, then we say that you're Meichel straight away. I told you, Chakira in the Rishonim, where the Pshat is that it's wrong, but I'm Meichel, like you steal something under the Pruta, it's wrong, but it's you're Meichel, or the Pshat, no. But this is how life, this is business, and there's nothing wrong with it. When it is a Shtus, exactly a Shtus, then whoever is the one who has cheated, the Nis'ana, has an option of either canceling the whole deal or getting his money back, getting the Oinoa back, the cheating bar back, but the person who did the Ma'ana, the cheater, he's stuck with it. It's up to the other guy. Yoisim Ishtus, the whole Mekach falls apart, and they both can just walk away. Okay? That's what we had. And we, so back to the this is a Loch Mashiach, that's a sixth. Or the, so the Gemara, the Tzug don't give any hint how much, but Eid Abtafen argues.
And the various consequences, you know, they can go back.
No, we'll see the Gemara later. No, this is all part of the Halacha.
Is rounding up or down, you know?
Not really, because I think people expect that. And usually rounding up or down is a minimal.
It is minimal. But
so if that brings you into the territory of
the next
then maybe it is. If it brings you to the sixth. Tanya, did we do this already? I can't remember. Whoever is the one who is cheated is Yodav Alel Yena. It's his choice. Ketzad, what's the example we gave? Mochal Leishova Hey Bavav. You sold him something worth $5 for $6. Now over here, if you look at the object, it's more than a sixth. Right? It's more than six. Yet we're giving examples of a six. How do we talk about a sixth? Because it says the only one who can change, who has the option, is the one who was cheated. Which means we are talking about only a six, exactly a sixth. And yet we're talking about a case, something worth five that became six, which is more than a sixth, if you look at the Mekach. So therefore, as a clear eye from here, we look at the money. For as far as money is concerned, it's only a sixth. Or the minus ana lekech, who was cheated over here, the lekech. Is yad lekech ala yoyna, he has the upper hand. That's how we're learning right now that a shtus means that the one who's cheated has the choice. Rotza oyma tenli ma oisai, oy tenli ma sha oyni sani. Either give me back my money, in other words, let the whole deal fall apart, full refund, or give me back the part you cheated me. What about Mochal Leishova Sheish B'Chamish? You undervalued it. So who was cheated this time? The Meicher. Here Taka, six of the Mekach. Min is Anna, who was cheated Meicher? Is Yad Meicher Alo Yena? Then Meicher has the upper hand. Rotza Oyma Tenli Mekhi. If he wants to give me back my merchandise, Oy Tenli Masha Oyni Sani. Or give me back the money that you underpaid. Okay. Now, before we go further, let's just go through the last part of the Mishnah again. Because the next Gemara is really hard Gemara to understand unless you know the last part of the Mishnah. Let's do the Mishnah again. Mishnah. Ha'ayno, according to Chachamim, the Memtes on Beit was just revising the Mishnah. Ha'ayno is arbor kesev me'eser arbor kesev l'sela. Ha'ayno is $4 out of 24, which is a sixth. Right? Shtus le'mekach. And we, the way Rav learns, literally, a sixth of the value of the merchandise.
50 A1.
Ad mosai mutter laharze, until how much time do you have to change your mind? Now we're talking about a shtus. How much time do you have to change your mind? An hour or two, whatever the time it takes to go show it to a merchant or show it to somebody else. The Mishnah does not say, what about less than a shtus? Is it straight away mechil or only if it's long enough to go to a relative? And the Mishnah does not tell us if it's more than a shtus. Is it forever that you can cancel the deal or also only the time that you can go to a target? Doesn't say. Okay, that's something you might want to discuss. Then the Mishnah continues. Rabtarfen belud, hoyer rabtarfen belud. So this is an important part of Mishnah to help couple. Rabtarfen belud made a ruling. Ha'ayno ishmoina kesem esir abo kesem. He said you can charge up to a third. In other words, as we stand right now, less than a third. It's like less than a sixth by the Rabbana. That's Mechila straight away. So the merchants were very, very happy. Because, you know, up to a third, yeah, Mechila straight away. We're very happy. So in the beginning, they were very happy with Abtarfin because he was better for them. Abtarfin went on and said, "Hey, chevre, kol haye mutalach." I'm giving them a bit more time for cooling off period, 24 hours, not just an hour or two. And we're talking about now the cooling off period, l'chayit, is only when it's exactly a sixth. Amrulay, they said, Yeniach Lon Rabbein Tarfim Kamein V'Chazim 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 V'Chazim. Now, what happened there? What did they think in the beginning, and what did they think of then? Why did they suddenly now become upset? If we're only talking about exactly a shtus, that the Chachamim say, up to you go to a tagger, and the Tarfon says you go to a whole day, so how often does it happen, the shtus? A shtus is exactly, according to the Tarfon, a third. So don't charge that third. Now, how many people charge so much money? How many people can, in a market forces, can actually get a 33 and a 30% net margin? Very, very seldom. So because that one day is 24 hours, they get crazy, something's not right here. What happened? Now let's go back to the Gemara. Says the Gemara, so the Halden Cup. Says the Gemara, Yiboy, you have a question. Poch is mishtus l'rabbanon. When we say less than mishtus by the Rabbanon, it's mechila. Is the pshat l'altra mechila? Is it immediately? Maybe also they have an hour or two. The first hour or two, he can change his mind and say, I forget the whole deal. It's only after an hour or two. He says, he's meichul. Which one is it? Says the Gemara, you can tell me when the Mishnah says that we give you a cooling off period until you go to your cousin or whatever it is, it applies to every dinner aspect of the Mishnah, including less than a shtus. Now, what less than a shtus is not pshat your meichel straight away. Okay, you overpaid only by 2%. But it's not pshat your meichel straight away. I still have an hour or two to go back and say, hey, I overpaid by 2%, give me my 2% back. My ikah ben shtus lepach mishtus. Then what's the difference then? Then you tell me shtus, you have an hour or two cooling off period. And you tell me less than shtus, you have an hour to a 2 hour period. So what are you making a deal for? What's the big deal? Oh, the nafkamin would be not in the hour or two. The nafkamin is, and what happens post that hour or two? Less than shtus, you might. But shtus, whoever the ilu shtus, yode alal yoinam. So it goes like this. If it's a shtus, whoever is the one who was cheated has the upper hand. What do you do? Okay, you have an hour or two. What do you do in that hour or two? If you're less than a sixth, we give you an hour or two to ask for what? Just for your money.
The refund of the difference.
Excess, exactly. Excess, that's it. If it's a sixth, I have a choice. The one who was cheated has a choice. Either to get that excess back or, you know what, cancel the whole deal. That ability to cancel the whole deal only applies to a shtus, not to less than a shtus. So therefore, there's a big difference. Less than a shtus, maybe you have an hour or two cooling off period, but that's it. And what do you? And during that cooling off period, not to cancel the transaction, just to get your money back, the excess money back. But if it's a shtus, you have a choice. So it's a big difference. Ratza chayzer, ratza kainu, machzer eino. Avila pachim, less than a shtus, kainu, machzer eino. The deal is cemented. There's nothing you can do about it. However, you have a right to ask for the excess money back. So Mike, which one is it? Is it straight away, or you have a cooling off period for the excess? Toshma coming here. The Mishnah said that after Rab Tarfon then told them, I'm giving them a 24-hour cooling off period. Chazru l'divrei chachamim. They went back and said, you know what? We like the chachamim better. So Vru, right now we were under the impression that the Rab Tarfon and the chachamim have exact same three principles. The only question is, where does it kick in? The trigger point. According to Chachamim, it kicks in by shtus, and according to Tarfon, it kicks in by a shlish, by a third. But otherwise, under a shlish or a Tarfon is equal to under a shtus of the Chachamim, which is, whatever you can tell me the Chachamim hold under a shtus will be the same thing by Rab Tarfon. So let's work it out. Let's see what happened here. Savru, right now we think that Pachas Mishlish L'Rab Tarfon is equal to Pachas Mishlish L'Rab Bonadami. Now, I Amrit, it makes sense if you're going to say Bishleim Pachas L'Shtus L'Rab Bonadami, you have a little cooling off period. Note like this. If you're going to learn that the Chacham hold immediately your Meichel, under a 6 year Meichel, so Rab Tarfon would hold under a 3 year Meichel, the merchants would be crazy not to accept that. Okay, so once they get to a third, they give them a longer cooling off period. But 233%, it's automatic.
It's in their pocket.
Yeah, so it's the best thing possible. Why would they be crazy enough to leave up Tarfon and go back to Chachamim? Something's not right here. Yeah, but if you learn that what? That poch is mishtus l'rabbanon, ibridesh yidle tagle kreiva. If you learn this, less than a third of Rabbanon, less than a sixth of Rabbanon, there is a cooling off period, an hour or two, that he can still get his money back.
The entire money.
No.
You're still talking about the shlish here?
No. Less than a sixth, you can get back the excess money back. Only excess. You can't unravel the dinner. Only excess.
Talking about the shlish.
And a tarfon until a shlish, you can get excess money back if you learn that way. So. Oh, but the real prices, overcharge. Overcharge. You know, it's overcharge. The price is $100. You charge me $103. That $3 is an overcharge. However, I'm going to kill you. But if you tell me I have 2 hours to decide to show to a tagger, that means I can say I want $3 back. The deal is fixed, but I want the $3 back.
But in the $100, is he making money if he sells it for $100?
We were before, you cover all your costs. You cover all your costs, that's all.
So it just breaks even at $100 and
basically,
you can come
or out, you can
you have to force them down to
exactly,
a point.
Exactly. So how exactly Schrader was in those days, I have no idea. No, you can, yeah, but then that's already enough. Yeah, exactly. Ule Rab Tarfin. But see, if everyone else is charging the same price, then your kotev wouldn't say you're being overcharged.
That's market value.
Exactly. You would never say it's overcharged. So it's only when one seller sells it for more than another one.
I would imagine there would have been the price variation between one seller and the other.
There had to be. Otherwise, you have price collusion. Then
exactly. What's the competitive,
edge?
Yeah. Wait, you never go to see your competitors what price they're selling at?
Sorry?
You never go to see your competitors what price they're selling at?
Really? That's not what bases what my prices are. Okay. My prices are dictated to what my costs are.
Yeah, but whatever, you see something's too cheap, you don't raise the price?
Sorry?
You see something's too cheap or something too expensive, you know, lower or higher? You would.
If you're asking in such a way,
give away your secrets.
The cost was, I've got to sell this, I've got to sell,
no names.
Yeah, but I want to sell that product then.
Yeah, but I'm saying...
Love that, I want to sell a product that I can't make a money.
No, no, so once you've got your product, then you need to make your prices.
You don't buy product if you don't know what you're going to make on it. You don't buy product and pray to God that I'm going to make a product.
Sometimes you amateurize, you know, here you can make more money out of this and you can make less money out of this. And exactly. Well, the chakma of the retail. We can't talk about it in public over here, especially being
on the record.
Record on the record.
Harvey
looks
fine. How you doing cars? You've got that
account. They make a very small margin on cars.
Ule Rab Tarfin, and according to Rab Tarfin, that you have an all day to cool off period, it makes sense. Why? Now it makes sense why they didn't like Rab Tarfin anymore. Because under a third, you could also get your excess back, but according to Rab Tarfin, you get your excess back for 24 hours. That's a disaster. Because these guys are probably the people who will agree with Rab Tarfin probably really increase their prices because they like a third better than a sixth. So they know they're in trouble. Shem Hachi Chaz, it makes sense why they ran back to the Chachamim. Because over there they said that what? That once you hit a sixth, what do you call it? Because the Chachamim say that the cooling period is only an hour or two rather than 24 hours. Aliyam, if you tell me Pachad Rabban in La Alter Mechila, if you can tell me that what's right with Mechila, so it wouldn't have taught me so much better. How Lab Tarfin, I'm Alter Mechila, except if I'm Tarfin. Up to a third is straight away Mechila, it's fantastic. Am I Chazer of Tarfin? Nichol Tveid, am I Chazer of Tarfin? Why is Lechai Nichol Tveid?
Even better for them.
The Ramai, the Rabbanon, Kamashla, no, you know why it's better? Because the Rabbanon are saying that once you hit a sixth, it's Aino, which means the guy who was cheated has can get out of it, and more than a sixth, the whole deal falls apart. And by Rab Tarfin, this is still part of the Mechila part. Rab Tarfin is so much better. Rab Tarfin, not Mechila. Rab Tarfin, up to a third, we say that you can't just walk away from the deal. You're stuck with the deal.
But to ascertain a sixth, you'd have to know what the profit margin is, and everybody's profit margin.
No, but your customers will tell you, I can get this at the other place for six less, or something like that.
A tagger, you've got to be an expert in the field, a valuer.
That's right, or a cottage. So your family always knows exactly what you get. Says the Gemara, you're making an error here. Me Sovereign, who told you that Pachas? Now the Gemara is changing the whole thing around. You thought that Rab Tarfin holds up to a third is exactly like Pachas Meshtus by the Rabban. No. The Rab Tarfin agrees to the Rabbanon that it's up to a sixth. Pachas Meshtus up to a sixth, that's when there's Mechila straight away. They hold that the same thing. So where are they arguing? Me Sovereign, who told you that Pachas Meshlish to Rab Tarfin kip Pachas Meshtus to Rabbanon? Dami, who told you they are the same? Loi, no. Meshtus, the Atshlish Rab Tarfin is Kishtus Atma Rabbanon Dami. This is what's going on here. According to Rabbanon, under a third, under a sixth is Mechila, is the deal of the deal, and Mechila is Mechila. And we can say right now, Mechila Miyad. According to Rab Tarfin, I agree with you, Mechila Miyad. The Rabbanan say then, if it's exactly a sixth, then the person who was cheated has a choice to get out of the whole deal or just to get the excess money back. Over a sixth, the whole deal for unravel. The Tarfin says, no. I hold from a sixth up to a third. It's the person who was cheated has a choice of whether walking away from the deal or whether getting the excess money back. If it's over a third, that's when the deal, either side can walk away. That's the difference. And that's the difference, and therefore they were not happy. Rab Tarfin didn't really help them much. Rab Tarfin gave them 24 hours cooling off period. It was no big, it didn't help her anymore. So why in the beginning were they happy? Comes out to Chakal, Rab Tarfin was not really, whoever was the victim can anyway walk away regardless. So what's the benefit they have from Rab Tarfin that they're also happy with Rab Tarfin's deal? That he says, you know, that Bitl Mekach is higher than a third. But till a third is exactly like a Chamin by Shtus.
He was the person with the temper, wasn't he?
Rab Tarfin had a bit of terrible temper. He killed all his kids.
He needed offer cooling.
He was a very wealthy person. Yeah, yeah. He had no patience for anybody. Remember, he killed all his kids.
He believed the chinuch of Kol Hayom.
Yeah, every time he got angry, he said, oh, the son should die, this is this. And he died.
He was the Talmud of Shammai. Shammai also had no patience.
That's true.
But he was the chaver of
Akiva. Akiva. Okay.
Say, you can see that's how Akiva and Avas saw it. He could tolerate somebody who had no patience. Akiva tolerated it.
Wasn't Rabbi Tarfon first one of his Rebbes, and then they became Chavarim? They said they became Kumbus.
Yeah, I think about it. So the Chayde, there's only one possible explanation why they were initially happy Rabbi Tarfon. Because the Rabbi Tarfon had one advantage over the Chachamim. The Chachamim said anything above a 6 is a bitul mekach. The Gemara later on is going to ask a question about the page. When a Chachamim said bitul mekach, is that forever or also with a cooling of period only for an hour or two to go to your family? So maybe that it's lo'olam. Maybe the Rabbanan say that you have a cooling of that the cooling of period lasts forever. If you find out a month later that it was more than a 6th, you can go ahead and you can undo the entire deal, or either party can undo the entire deal, and Abtarfin limits it to 24 hours. Oh, they like Abtarfin better. They like Abtarfin better for the aspect of more than a 6 according to Chachamim versus the Abtarfin. Abtarfin says the guy who was cheated, usually who's the guy who walk away? The guy was a victim, but he only gave him 24 hours. And the Chachamim say above a 6, which according to Abtarfin is still under his shlish, is forever. So Abtarfin is better. Let's resolve from the fact that they were happy. The bitul mekach l'rabbanan lo'olam chazer must be from the fact they were happy. It must be according to Chachamim. You're always, you can always change your mind.
When the Mishnah says you go and you show it to somebody who understands, an expert.
Yeah.
What happens if you're the expert yourself? In other words, you're in the game, and it's not a retail. You're buying off the farmer, so you know what you're buying because you're a buyer. You're always dealing with it. So is it all the same rules exactly apply?
Everything's exactly the same. Except the Balabas. We'll see you later. Balabas might be different. If you're buying from a Balabas, but if you're buying from an official retailer, it doesn't matter where he's retailing.
Yeah, no, but I'm saying if you're not buying off a retailer,
so that's a Balabas. We'll have a Machlekes.
Or a manufacturer, whatever it is.
A manufacturer's a retailer. A balabas is somebody from his house. You know, he makes a few cakes over there and he sells it. So they're not
garage sale.
Because you know, and the reason is because it's very sentimental. When you're a balabas, you're not a mass merchant, and you're selling something, you have a certain kind of relationship or a kinship with your product that you make. That's the reason for you to give it up. It's not your business. So it's different. So therefore, it's worth to you, tack whatever price you charge. That's the logic.
Cooling off period is 2 hours. You may not realize in the first 2 hours.
No. Taisa says, I don't know, I just picked 2 hours. Taisa says, whatever is normal to be able to go to another expert to ask for his advice.
Whether you realize it or not.
You go. It's up to you whether you go to expert or not. It's your choice. If you don't go.
But when I come home with a product, I might not realize for the first few hours that I've been.
That's all. So we have one rule for everybody. He says you can't. Otherwise, it's crazy. Everyone will have a different rule. You have to.
You can come back in 3 years and say I have a problem.
That's right.
You know what I mean.
The Kivan, the Amalur Rab Tarfon, have the I know. So Rab Tarfon first said that no, that it's I know. Some, but when Rab Tarfon said above a 6 or a bundle, for me it's still only I know, which means all he can ask is for the money back and I walk away from the deal. Some, they were happy. However, Ki Amalur Kalayim Chazu, why are they no longer excited when it's a Kalayim? Luchayd, it's Kalayim versus forever, because, as Rashi explains, once a day goes by, if you don't bring it back, generally speaking, the chance of bringing it back are very, very practically nil, are negligible. So if the only difference between our time from the Chachamim was a day versus forever, that's not a good thing. So that's why they were no longer happy with Tarfon. In fact, they were unhappy with Tarfon because he gave for Oinah also 24 hours. He gave a 6th and over. He said a 6th and over, I'm giving 24 hours. I'm giving you an hour or two. They like better, the less time there is for the deal to be undone, the better it is. You learned the other way around the button hold also that even above a 6 is also only the cooling period of a very short time. But my samchu, what in the world were they happy to have from the beginning? What did Abtarfon give them? The Chum didn't give them. You know where they're happy? No. Samchu bishtus atzma. If it's exactly a 6th. Because the Rabban holds exactly a 6th, the victim can walk away or get his money back. According to Rabban, it's exactly a 6th. According to Tarfon, that applies from a 6th all the way to a 3rd. The Rab Tarfon is my samchu bishtus atzma. This is what I say. The Rabban hold if it's now this is very interesting. The Rabban hold if it's exactly a 6th, You have a choice. The victim can walk away or get the money back. According to Rav Tarfon, we just said that from a third from a sixth to a third, that you have that choice. But what about exactly a sixth? That's where they argue as well. According to Rav Tarfon, exactly a sixth is like lower than a sixth, or you can get your money back. You can't walk away. And according to Rabbanan, exactly a sixth, you have a choice. And that little nekuda is the difference between Rav Tarfon, and they liked Rav Tarfon for that. Before they knew about this long cooling off period, all they knew was this. They said, Rav Tarfon is an advantage. Because if it's exactly a sixth, and it looks like a sixth was a pretty common point where people, they wanted to cheat a little bit, but they're getting away with it, that's where they went.
So there was they figured not a lot of people are going to come back and ask for their money.
Yeah, especially for a sixth, exactly a sixth, which was pretty common. According to Rav Tarfon, worst comes to worst, he'll just get his money back, but the deal is still a deal. According to Racham, he'll just walk away from the whole thing. And people want to sell something. They want to make sure it's sold, it's off their shelves, and it's gone. So, the my samchu bishtus atzma, exactly a sixth. The Rav Tarfon, a sixth itself, is still mechilim. When does Rav Tarfon say that you have the choice, that it's considered only if it's more than a sixth? Well, the Rabbanan, it's a no. And of course, Rabbanan, that is a no, but your victim has a choice. That's a whole chilim. Okay, Boyle, who has a question, Bitul Megrabonon, and this is a question we just alluded to, when the Chumash say the whole deal falls apart, is Lo Eilam Chayzer, Eidilma B'deshil Tagla Krevei, is it, when we're talking about now when it's an excess of Ashtuz, and we say the whole deal unravels, is that Lo Eilam Void, and come back in a month's time and say, hey, I just realized that you're overcharging me more than a six, and therefore the whole deal unravels? Or do we say also there's a cooling off period of a short time, you know, go to show to a Kodav or a Tagger, and that's it?
Isn't that clear in the Mishnah that it's.
Doesn't the Mishnah talks about only case of Ishtus, not Yosem Ishtus. Just like we had the same question, Pachas Mishtus. The Mishnah doesn't talk about either one of them. Okay, so you might like this. The Imtis, if you can tell me, B'deshi L'tagel L'kreiva, if you can tell me that you have to have, that is a cooling period as well. It's not L'ayilam Vod. Ma'ika Ben Ishtus L'yes L'Ishtus. So what's the difference in Ishtus and more than Ishtus? And both of them, you have a cooling period for an hour or two. Well, you must say, oh, it's a big difference. You know what the difference is? Because by a shtus, who can walk away from the deal? Only the victim. More than a shtus, who can walk away from the deal? Either party. The victim could change his mind. If it's more than a sixth, they can both change their mind. So, Mai, is there a cooling up period or is it laying in the blood? Toshma, coming here. Back to the same part of the Mishnah. After they heard Rabbi Tarfon gave him a 24-hour period, they went back to Chachamim. Why they go back to the Rabbanan? Why did they gravitate back to the Rabbanan? They thought the Rabbanan gave them a big advantage. If you learn that Rabbanan is cooling off period is only an hour or two, so even though the Rabbanan were more generous because they said more than a sixth, you can either party can unravel the deal and call it Rav Tarfon. No, that you know up to a third, and you.
Why would the seller want to undo the deal?
Well, very simple. But whatever he found out, the price is going to go up soon. Or he knows he can get it somewhere else. So other guys are not as smart as this guy. This guy happens to have a cousin who works for the government, and he checks our prices all day. So he knows. But if I can sell somebody else, well, no, I'll make the money. So let's say. I mean, he can have a million reasons why. That advantage that the Chachamim limit the cooling off period is worth to them a lot more than the other advantage of Tarfon gives them. Is Tarfon much better? Why is Tarfon better? Tarfon is better because at least he limits it to a day, and Rabbi Yechon is forever. Rabbi Yechon more than a sixth is forever. You can walk away from it. Rabbi Tarfon more than a sixth. Okay, the victim can walk away, but only for 24 hours. Is 24 hours a limit much better than having no limit at all?
And if forever you can walk away from it, it can have to be that he didn't use the product.
Yes, he has to give it back.
Of course.
Yeah. Has to be in the same condition that you're given. Yeah.
The packaging and the receipt.
Yeah, it works. Says the Gemara.
Half-eaten chocolate biscuit.
And
before the use-by date.
Yeah, the Gemara says, and for the Gemara, bitul mekach loishchiyach, to have such guys, such retailers, to charge such a hefty amounts, I mean, they didn't have so many milk bars in those days. It was not so shkiach. It was not so common. Okay. Now the Gemara gets a little bit easier. Okay, you can help the cup, you can let your cup go. Amar Rava says, Rava, that even though we learned till now that I know means that what? If it's exactly a shtus, the victim can walk away from the deal. Rava disagrees with the whole Gemara. Amar Rava says, Rava, Hilchasa, I'm going to give you a number of halachas regarding I know. Number one, pachas, mishtus, less than the six, nikne mekach, the deal is done. You can't unravel the deal. Yoy said, Auschluss, if it's more than a sig, bitl mekach, either party can walk away, but where I differ from the Gemara till now is shtus. If it's exactly a six, the way we learned till now was, if it's exactly a six, the victim has a choice, not the other one. I hold no, shtus, there's no choice. You can't walk away from the deal either. Konne, but a machzer, no. So less than a six, you get nothing back. You might. A sixth, you can ask for the entire. Not just the difference between, you know, the six and a little bit less than six. Go back all the way to the real price. But you can't walk away from the deal. Only over a six can you walk away from the deal.
So there's no risk for the Meichel to just charge his stuff.
His name, his reputation. If people know that this guy is, you know, is very expensive, people won't go there. Shtus means a sixth. No, it's Aramaic. Shita is six, and Shtus is a sixth. Bezeh, bezeh, and both of them. Bechdei, sheyidem. We're talking about, when you both of them, Oina and Bitl Mekach. In other words, a sixth and above a sixth is what? Birdei Shigida Le Tagir Le Kreivay. In other words, but less than a sixth, Rashi learns, is immediate. Less than a sixth is Mechila straight away. Tanya Kavasa Rav, look, Tagir Le Rav. Oina, what's Oina? Pach is Mishtus. Nikne Mekach. If it's less than a sixth, the sale is a sale. Yes, at Auschwitz. Sorry?
If that's forgiveness straight away, under six, can you still go and claim?
If it's under, now that we're saying under, you say we don't care. You buckle the dice and call them. That's the rule of business.
The average. That's
yeah.
The norm.
You should. You accept it. Whether you like it or not, you accept it. You have to. I know is Pachas Mishtut. I know. Like, these are laws. If it's less than a sixth.
You don't want to get cheated, take the tag as a family with you when you're buying it and tell them to give you advice as you're buying it.
That's right. Pachas Mishtus. Lexinus is Nikne Mekach. Yes, more than a sixth, bottle mekach. The whole deal is cancelled. Shtus exactly a sixth. It says from Furish. Kone umachzer no. It says clearly, what's a sixth? The Kenyan is a Kenyan. The boss, you get the money back. Rabbi Yudan Nasi says, Yad Meicher, if the Meicher was cheated, we're talking about a case which is I don't know why Rabbi Yudan Nasi used that as an example, when what's much more common? That the purchaser is cheated. It's very seldom that the vendor has been cheated. But anyway, if the vendor was cheated, Yad Meicher Al Yoyin, if it's exactly a sixth, he has a choice. Right, so I'm a Tenli Mech, give me back my merchandise. Oh, Tenli Masha Nisi. So we see that Rebbe Yudan Nasi holds like the previous Gemara that by a shtus the victim has a choice, but the Rav paskes like Rav Nasan and Halacha Rav Nasi because he's a diner and Yoy Lumkil Dina that a sixth the deal still remains steadfast. It's only a question of getting the money back. Vizeh, whether it's a shtus or whether it's above a shtus, but they shehil tagel the kreiva long enough they have a cool period to show to your family. And Masvid Lazar Gemara Amar Nachman Loishanu El Lekeach. When do we say that you have a cooling off period as the buyer? The meicher can always change his mind. You know why? Because the meicher doesn't have the merchandise with him that he can go to an expert and say, hey, did I get the right, did I charge the right price or not? Because he doesn't have it with him. So therefore, he always he has a long, much longer time because maybe he'll see somewhere the merchandise exactly like it. He'll can take that and take it to a mumcha. It says in the Mishnah that they agreed with Chachamim. That the Meicher, remember who we're talking about? We're talking about the Meicher, the vendors. If the vendor has this latitude, that he has plenty of time, Mishum Hachi Chazru, Kadeh with all the Meicherim. So they don't gain anything from Tarfon giving 24 hours, because as far as the Meicher is concerned, he's got. So more than a sixth by the Chachamim, they have Leil Avad. And according to the Tarfon, from a sixth to a third, they only have Kolayim. So of course the Chacham is better. You only have that short cooling period. What's the difference to them? Just like that, are cramping the style of the buyer. They're also hurting, crimping the style of the moicher. You only give him a couple of hours to change his mind. Says the Gemara, tag de lu loishchiach. The toe. He says here, the merchants weren't worried about themselves. They knew exactly. They don't make mistakes. They knew exactly what it cost them. They knew how to work. They had a good accountant. They knew exactly what all their costs were. And therefore, they knew if they overcharged, they knew exactly what they were doing. So they didn't need any more time for them to change mind. It was only a question, they were playing a game. Will this Lekeach know or not?
Does he buy a anniversary from Krachabad? You've got to be very careful because the Tagorim, they know exactly what they're charging.
And also, they're the customer. They look at you, this guy can afford this much, we'll charge you this.
Does that mean the Tagay Lud, or is that when you buy the duty free shop in Bengali Airport?
Yeah, okay.
They don't sell soy in the duty free shop in Bengali.
Maybe Sukkot time they do. Says he, weiter. Ush bezichle der Rav Chama, the host of Rav Chama, zavin chamra, that he once sold chamra wine, but Tom, and he made a mistake in the price. Ashkadavi atziv. So Rami Bachama noticed that the host was very depressed. Amalei ma'atziv, why in the world are you so depressed? Amalei zavin chamra v'toyi, I sold wine and I made a mistake. Amalei said, Zilhadabach. Change your mind. Amalei ha-shohi li-yoisim mechdeisha ed le-taga le-krevi. But I passed the cooling off period. You know, it's already more than 2 hours, whatever it is, that you can show to a family member. I can't change your mind. Shodr le-kame Rav Nachman. So he sent a letter before Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman, what are we going to do in this case? We're talking about the vendor here. Is he also confined to this two-hour limit, or does he have more time? Amalei, he said, Loi shanu ela loi keyach. I conclude that when do we have this cooling off period only for the buyer? The vendor can always change his mind, not like Yomar Shlomo, because he doesn't have the merchandise, he doesn't really know, and he can't show it to an expert. My time, loi keyach mecha biyada. He happens to have it in his hand. Whenever he goes around, he can keep on showing me. Look what I just bought. What do you think? But I'm going to tell him, he told you, I made a mistake, Moichid le noka mechu yadid, Moichid is not holding on his hand, adem misrami le zvinti kizvinti. The only way he'll know is eventually he'll find another piece of this, another article, which is exactly like this one, so he can get an idea of price. The yad will know the price, he told me, like, only then he'll know. So it might be a month before he gets that object. So therefore, we don't give him that time limit. Ahu gabra, there was a person, he was holding on to bundles of silk to sell. Kari shisa v'shavi chamisha. It actually was worth six. He sold it for six, and it was worth five. But he said, "This is what he said." Really, you never see these things. The real price, as he said, the price is $2.99. For you, we'll give it to $40. You know, that's that kind of deal. So he's walking around announcing to everybody, this is worth $6, but I'm doing a special now, $5.50. So the poil, he sold it for less than the shtus. If anybody's prepared to give me right now $5.50, I'll take it. Also, Gavra Omar, even the Chavisha Palga have Michila. This guy thought, a smart buyer. He said, I know the guy is cheating. It's only worth five. If I give him five and a half, it's less than the sixth. I'm Oichel straight away. I'm going to give him six, like he said. I'll say, I don't need the bargain. I'm going to give you six. And I'll take him to the tailor, and I'll get back the whole dollar. It won't cost me five. You don't want these kind of clients. If I give him five and a half, I'm doch Oichel. It's less than a sixth. I'll give him six. I'll take him to Rav. I'll get back the whole coin, the whole dollar. Also, the car made the Rav. He came for Rav. And guess what? When the client is too smart for his own good, sometimes they lose that as well. This guy wasn't a proper retailer. He was just a balabayis who happened to be selling things. When do we have all of these dinim, and a tagger of shtus and all that, only if you're buying it from a merchant? However, buying from a balabas, his clothes, for example, which are very dear to him, are very sentimental, they usually is worth a lot more to them than what it's worth in the marketplace, so therefore he's not cheating you. That's what it's worth to him. It's as if when you buy from them, it's as if you're saying, I know that it might be worth less, but I know that to you it has sentimental values, and if you're going to charge you more. So chatchila, when I walk in, I walk with open eyes. And this is the word why today, you know, we don't need to look at all these things, because everyone knows that this is the way of the world. And we walk with open eyes, knowing that they put on margins. We know they put on margins. And we know that the market forces will keep everybody sort of in line. So therefore, whatever we take, we're meichel. That's the basis on this Rashi here. Look at Rashi, actually. Let's just do the Rashi, it's an important Rashi. Bebala bayis, says Rashi, tachshitin, the first narrow line. Tachshitin v'klei tashmu shalai, that is, you know, clothing, chavivin olav, he likes them. Ve'einim moichin el b'yoykit, and he sells it for expensive. Now, the Rashi says, v'havle kemefadish, says if he's standing there and saying explicitly, yoydeh anish yesh b'yno, the vendor is saying, I know I'm charging you more than the allowable amount, v'amrin l'kam an ein lo yalav b'yno, but I know that. But there's no tightness to me because everyone who walks in here knows that they're paying an exorbitant amount or more than what they should be paying, and you accepted it. Stop here.